Establishment fail, predicted mass exodus from Jim Jordan on third speaker vote proves false. By Bradley J. on October 20, 2023. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, continues to defy the predictions of the mainstream media and establishment Republicans by holding the overwhelming support of the Republican base and the clear majority of House Republicans in his bid for the Speaker's gavel. The mainstream media said Jordan would lose an extra 20 to 30 votes during the third vote, a source close to Jordan's team told Breitbart News. Despite all the unconfirmed media gossip, that didn't happen. Jordan still has the base and conference behind him. There is no one else. Representative Steve Scalise, RFL, won the nomination with 113 votes on the first ballot but failed to secure a majority of voting members. Scalise chose to bow out of the race before a floor vote after failing to see a path to victory. 2 days later, Jordan won the GOP nomination with 124 votes and secured 200 votes on the House floor on the first ballot. By the third ballot, Jordan continued to garner the clear support of the conference, winning 194 votes. One supporter, Representative Derek Van Orden, RY, was unable to vote. Scalise is publicly expressing support for Jordan. However, he has been accused of working behind the scenes to undermine Jordan's path to the speakership, reportedly even refusing to give a nomination speech for Jordan despite Jordan agreeing to nominate Scalise on the House floor. Reps. Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, Drew Ferguson, RGA, Tony Gonzalez, RTX, Kay Granger, RTX, Mike Kelly, RPA, John Rutherford, RFL, Mike Simpson, RID, and Steve Womack, RR, supported Scalise on the third ballot. The Republican conference is meeting Friday afternoon for additional internal discussions. Jordan has vowed to remain in the race. Related, McCarthy, Jim Jordan will get the votes for House Speaker. Follow Bradley J on Twitter @BradleyJ.